dog.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Conversations. Josh and Jesse.
Hello.
Episode 71. It's the Halloween episode, which is, it's after Halloween, I understand, but people still have their pumpkins and their decorations out, so why can't we?
Right, honestly. I'm here for it.
Leprechaun. We watched the movie Leprechaun. Mm-hmm. It was either 1992 or 1993, depending on where you looked. I found both places. So that was an adventure. I can kind of remember it. So we'll talk about that. Anything else you want to talk about?
Anything else I want to talk about in regards to the movie or just in general?
No. Like normally, so this is Your Mother and My Dog, mm-hmm. the podcast, and normally we talk. Talk a bit about stuff beforehand, and I take that stuff and I put it on Instagram, and people like it or they don't like it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just opening it up to you. Anything you want to talk about? Anything happened in the last 2 weeks? You're like, oh, I want to speak openly from the heart about it. Now's the time.
You know what? I don't think there's a ton that I really want to touch upon. I got to say, I still, every time I see a Canada Post truck or van, I check to see if it's you. It's yet to be you. And as you've said, you are unlikely to be in my area at the time I would be seeing a truck. But I mean, I still want to look just in case I see my buddy. It still hasn't happened.
Yeah, I'm mostly in the Langford, Colwood area, but there has been times recently where I'm out in like Royal Oak, Cordova mm-hmm. Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely in the gorge area these days, but never say never.
Right. You know, I feel like one of these days it's going to happen. It's going to be great.
Speaking of, actually, I think you saw me working on my very first day.
Did
I? We'll always have that. I remember I was on my very first solo mission. You were like, oh, I saw you, because I was on the gorge.
Oh. Hell. So all this time I've been waiting to see you, I've already seen you and don't even remember it. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then there was another time you saw me on Hillside. Drove by on Hillside.
Oh.
This is like probably 9 months ago or so.
Okay, well.
Maybe less than that. Don't know. But speaking of landmarks in Victoria, you like thrift shopping, right?
Big time.
You been recently?
Yeah. Just this most recent weekend I went thrift shopping.
Yeah. You ever heard of Sydney anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I think the last time we went, though, was maybe a month ago. But there's a nice little string of like four or five of them you can go to, so.
Well, something I learned recently is that Sydney is known kind of as like a bookstore city.
Right.
A lot of bookstores.
Yeah.
Booktown, I think they call it.
Booktown, Sydney?
Yeah. And they have, you know, they have Tanner's, kind of the well-known one.
Yeah.
And they have a haunted bookstore as well.
Mm-hmm. I went in there not too long ago. Yeah.
And then a third one is one called Beacon Books.
Right.
Which is owned or was owned by the same people who own Tanner's.
Okay.
But they, like a year ago, they have put their bookstore up for sale.
Oh.
And I only recently found out perusing the ads, I found that they have put up their bookstore for sale for $99,000. For $99,000, you can buy a whole bookstore with all the books and all the equipment and just own a bookstore.
All the equipment, like the shelves.
Like the shelves, yeah. There's a fireplace in there as well.
That's crazy. $99,000. That's pretty good. Does it say how much the rent is?
No. But I would imagine that it's not that bad.
Right. Why hasn't no one bought it yet?
I don't know. It's been on for almost 400 days now.
Right.
So I was wondering if you wanted to buy a bookstore, the podcast, buy a bookstore and just own a bookstore in Sydney.
Like instead of like Matt Damon, we bought a zoo, could be Josh and Jesse, we bought a bookstore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is something to consider anyway. At the very least, I'll consider it.
Yeah, that's good. I've been thinking about it a lot. Gotta go in there and see what's going on.
Yeah, you should go in and suss it out, see if you like the layout. If we need to make any changes at all, that would be good to know before we purchase.
Yeah, you want to, there's no parking.
Right.
You want to clear enough space for like a podcast studio or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could just take out all the books and just make a parking garage out of the bookstore and just be like a parking spot.
They have so many books. I've seen pictures and it's just overflowing with books. Anyways, so that's just what I've been doing. I've just been looking
at bookstores for sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always been a dream of mine to own a bookstore. Why not own an established bookstore?
It sounds like it'd be pretty easy. All the books have already been procured and the layout has all been done. It's all yours for the grabbing, for the taking.
Exactly. You just have to they have people who work there. You just have to kind of ask them to leave.
Well, you fire all those people and then you probably have to keep getting books to replace the ones you've sold, right?
Right. Anyways, so that's...
Oh, no more of that. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's what I've been...
You've been trying to do.
Thinking about. And I have... So it is November, but it used to be Halloween. Do you do anything for Halloween?
I watched a movie. I didn't watch this one, but I watched Corpse Bride.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
How was it? Oh, okay. That was my follow-up question, was how was it?
Pretty solid. Yeah. I gave it maybe a 7 out of 10 or something. Pretty good.
Well, I finally watched Hereditary.
Oh, yes. I've heard that's quite creepy.
It was a wild one, yeah. I gave that one an 8 out of 10.
It's on my list. I haven't seen it yet.
Should have done it for the podcast. It was, there's quite a bit to talk about as well.
Right.
Just a movie, you know?
Just a movie. One of those films, one of those movies.
Yeah, and that leads us into our movie of the week, Leprechaun.
Right.
Which was also a movie.
Yes, technically it was. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what were your first impressions?
First impressions. Well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you or the viewers or the listeners, really. We don't really view the podcast. This was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, all right.
It's in contention. It was not good. Not good at all. Do you not feel that way?
It was not a good movie, but I wouldn't say it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to hear what you thought was good about it. I mean, one of the good things, Jennifer Aniston's in it. I mean, she's pretty good. You can kind of tell, though, like, she didn't want to be there. Like, I feel like maybe she got partway through filming, and she's like, yeah, I think maybe I've made a mistake. But, you know, good for her. She toughed it out, did the whole thing. I think she's said that she regrets doing it. But hey, she's been pretty successful.
Yeah, no, you can tell. So with these kind of movies, the actors, most of the time they're like not good.
Uh-huh.
But you can tell that she was like a step above everybody. Like, oh yeah, okay. She'll be a star.
Right.
That's true. She kind of ended up being a star.
She has that quality with her, about her. You know that movie we watched? What was it called? Was it like Thud. No, not Thud. It was like Chud. That's it, Chud. And John Goodman was in it, and he was like in it for like a minute, but you could tell he was like, just from that 1 minute, he's like, yeah, he's good. That was kind of like Jennifer Aniston in this movie, except she had a lot more than just a minute of screen time. She's like, yeah, she's good.
So, she was good. It was also interesting that they chose North Dakota,
right,
for the setting of this Irish film, this Leprechaun
movie. Well, you know that a lot of Irish people settled in North Dakota. And so there's a big presence of them there. No, I have no idea. It doesn't really make much sense.
The beginning of the movie, was quite interesting too. We were introduced to the four-leaf clover and how, that was going to be the saving grace.
It's genius. It's genius stuff. This movie was just like a lot of... They said the word leprechaun a lot, which I can't really say that's a good or bad thing, but it was just like, yeah, let's get the leprechaun. Oh, there's a leprechaun. Oh, how do we kill a leprechaun? It's like, we get it. It's a leprechaun. It's like, it was just over. They just overdid it. And there was way too, it was like the whole thing was like, oh, I'm over here now. Oh no, I'm over here now. It's like, let's go get him. Oh, we got him for sure. Oh no, he's over there now. That guy. Oh, we'll get him for sure this time. No, he's over there. Oh, that guy. This is the whole movie. He's over there. He's over there. We got him. We didn't get him.
Yeah, it followed, like classic plot points.
No. It was too much. And there was like, why did he have to be on every like mode of transportation? He had like a little tiny car. He had like a little tiny, he was on a roller skates.
Yeah.
He was on a tricycle. He was on a skateboard. Why? Why was he on so many different things?
Well, the issue I had was that he just, like, he knew where these things were in this farm.
Right.
Just like, he knew where to look. And then all of a sudden he was on a little mini car thing. Yeah. Well, they tried the comedy. They tried comedy a little bit and it didn't really work.
That's the thing, too. It was like trying to be funny. It just freaking was not funny at all.
It's trying to be funny and a scary movie.
It also was not scary. That's like, if we take like the namesake of our podcast, Your Mother Ate My Dog, from Dead Alive, that movie is actually funny. And then when it's not scary, but it's actually like really gory. So when you have like the extreme gore and then the comedy, it like actually works. Well, there's a lot more about that movie that actually worked than this movie. But I don't know.
They made like, it's just seven like, more of this of these movies.
What that? I don't understand. Shit was not funny. Shit was not scary. And the gore or whatever, most of it was really lackluster and boring. I just don't understand. What did you like about it? Why are you saying it's not the worst movie you've ever seen?
Well, like that doesn't mean I liked the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like it didn't seem like it was. It didn't seem like it shouldn't have been a movie. It was an imposter. It seemed like it was. I get what they were trying to do with it. It was just like a bad horror movie that, probably would get 3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Uh-huh.
And then that was it. But then they made more movies. What's the actor's name?
Warwick Davis,
made a lot of money off of this franchise because he was the leprechaun.
Mm-hmm. What kind of like bugs me is, they clearly had like a decent budget for this movie, like not a huge budget, but you could tell they had some money to put to it, and they just didn't. I've seen movies that are equally as like silly and over the top or whatever, and have like way less of a budget, just work way better. It's like they didn't do anything with it. And there was just so many stupid moments. Like, I couldn't tell, were they trying to be funny, or was that just like, oh, let's throw the shoes, and he'll be like forced to clean them because that'll work.
Oh yeah, that was interesting too. I mean, one of the bright spots I thought maybe was Alex, the boy, and Ozzy.
That was, you know, bright spots.
They weren't that bad.
How long ago did you watch this movie?
It would have been 2 weeks ago.
Brother, you have forgotten.
Oh, I guess it would have been a week and a bit ago, not 2 weeks.
Something has happened to the brain chemistry. Something's gone wrong. Those fuckers were like one of the worst parts.
Well, I didn't like Nathan. I thought Nathan he was just a bad actor and a bad character. I can see how they could be a little annoying, but they had heart. The Ozzy's apparently in the last one they made.
Oh, thank goodness.
With Jennifer Aniston's character's daughter. Thing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, well. And the sheriff. Oh, I watched another movie recently. A Canadian film that was okay.
Uh-huh.
It all took place in a hospital. But it was like a monster film, and it was like it had like an indie budget, but it was so good. I have to remember what that was called.
Huh.
Yeah, okay, well, so you didn't like anything about it. Let's see if I can find some good facts, maybe some good trivia for this. George Lucas received a special thanks credit in the movie because Warwick Davis was under contract to him, and he gave Davis permission to act in the film.
Wow.
Why did George Lucas own a person?
That's a great question. That does seem weird. Maybe it didn't take very long to shoot or something, but they were in the middle of shooting. They weren't in the middle of shooting anything. 1993? There was no Star Wars shit coming out then.
No, weird. Yeah, Warwick Davis loved the role.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the ending? The well. Talking about this well for a long time, and then the boy Alex got to shoot his Bart Simpson thing in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And he exploded. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of trivia. What was that movie? It had like no actors in it. Oh. Anyways, not important. Okay, well. Great. Leprechaun. So you're not going to watch a sequel.
No, unless you force me to by picking it for the podcast, I will not be watching any of the other films. Unless they're supposed to get better. I mean, it would be tough.
I know.
I would be tough not to be better, honestly.
True. Okay, and then, I mean, there was some cool stuff. They got to paint a house, some cool colors.
Yeah, they got to paint a house. That was cool.
Only 92 minutes.
That was the good part. You know, like a good rubric for me for if I'm liking a movie or not. Like if I really don't like a movie, I'll like verbally be like, oh, for fuck's sake. Or, you know, like things similar to that. I did that like 5 times in this movie. Hmm. That's not a good sign.
Okay. Well, can you find me one thing that you liked?
Okay, there was this one scene where Warwick Davis goes in the cop car with that cop he already killed, and Jennifer Aniston is hanging out in there, and she like pokes out his eye, and then he like takes the eye out of the officer and like puts it in his eye socket. That's the best part.
The movie that was called The Void.
That the I watched. Void.
Hmm. How? Yeah. So I thought it was very convenient when Jennifer Aniston went to like the old folks' home. When they found out where that the guy who owned the house lived,
mm-hmm.
Or went, and then he was just in the elevator shaft as she was in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. Okay, so The Void. It's a 2016 Canadian Lovecraftian horror film.
Ooh.
Based on Lovecraft, but not based on Lovecraft. The plot is a deputy sheriff finds a man crawling along the road and rushes him to the local hospital, which had been largely abandoned following a fire. His estranged wife works as a nurse, which is interesting. Daniel discovers an entranced Beverly murdering somebody, her face flayed of skin. Beverly moves towards... Oh, this is just a whole...
Tell me the plot.
It's one of those movies where it takes place in one place, mm-hmm. whatever that's called.
A bottle movie?
Yeah. And... they ended up going into the void, and it's a decent 6 out of 10 movie.
Okay. That sounds a lot more interesting than this. Oh yeah, certainly.
All right. Well, do you want to get to, oh man. Okay. So scores, or do you want
let's
to
just
talk
get
more
to
about the movie?
No.
It's been 20 minutes.
It's only been 20 minutes. I don't care. Let's get to the scores.
Okay. Acting. What do you have for acting?
Okay, Jennifer Aniston was like pretty decent, but I mean her lines were terrible, terribly written. Warwick Davis was, you know, he was giving it his all. I'll give him that. That's for sure. But everyone else sucked, and I really hated Ozzy and Alex, and I really hated Nathan. And I just
Dad. What about Dad?
Dad. Yeah, he was there. Yeah, that was great.
Because he got like. He cut his hand on. Oh, yeah. another cool scene was when they were like flirting, Jennifer Aniston and Nathan, and she thought that he was under the car petting her leg.
Right. That was interesting. Oh yeah, he definitely would have. That seems like a thing that somebody would do. Let me just crawl under this car and start petting your leg.
She liked it.
She did like it. Yeah. So everyone. was pretty shit. I would give acting a 3 out of 10.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll give acting a 3.5 out of 10 for similar reasons. Just because I want to be more positive. Warwick Davis as a leprechaun. Could there be any other leprechaun? I don't think there was until he eventually he does stop becoming the leprechaun in uh-huh. like maybe the sixth movie. They replace him with somebody else who right. could play a leprechaun.
Uh-huh.
Another non-Irish person.
Right.
Yeah, everybody else kind of... I mean, I didn't mind Alex and Ozzy, but what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? 3.5 out of 10 ending. Let's just think about kind of the ending here.
Okay.
Let's go over the ending. At the nursing home, the leprechaun pretends to be O'Grady. Yeah, what a cool little thing that the leprechaun can do. Can change his voice.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Totally.
Convenient that O'Grady. Convenient that his name's O'Grady also. Very Irish.
It's very Irish.
Irish guy living in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
O'Grady just tells her how to do it. This is the way. This is the way you kill a leprechaun, and then they do it. That's how they kill a leprechaun. Obviously, mm-hmm. leprechaun isn't dead because there's, you know, more movies.
Your spirit leaves on before I get to the curse broken or whatever he says, something like that.
I believe that's called a MacGuffin mm-hmm. when they're told how to do it and then they do it.
Right.
And then you know, yeah, all good and stuff. Oh my god. I'm gonna give the ending a 2 out of 10.
Oh, you've read my mind. That's what the score I'm gonna give it. A 2 out of 10. Very uninspired and very stupid.
Okay, good. And then you want to give your total. I'm not going to apologize for this one. Leprechaun is a Halloween movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Halloween. And that's what we did. We watched it for Halloween. What are your total score to 10?
Okay. Well, I will say it's a movie I've been meaning to watch. It's one of those ones that like I would always see at the movie store. And like I knew Warwick Davis was in it. And so I finally seen it, and I know I shouldn't have watched it. But that's kind of like a thing. You know, you experience the really shitty movies. Every once in a while you're baffled that it's that bad. And this will go down as my second least favorite movie that we've ever done on this podcast. Nothing is worse
than I've said.
It's can't be any worse than Dude, Where's My Car? But it's not as bad as Ballistic, X versus Sever. I will give this one a 1.5 out of 10.
Did you look at the scores from previous ones to get this?
Yes, I did. I said I want to give this a really bad score, but not as bad as Dude, Where's My Car? I knew I gave that a 1. But it couldn't be any lower than any of the other movies we've seen. Because I definitely like Ballistic X versus Sever better than this.
So right, 1.1. Action.
Yeah,
you give it action. A 1.5.
Mm-hmm. Would not recommend this one if you have not seen it. Don't waste your time.
Okay, I'm going to give this one a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
3, sorry. Yeah, 6 out of 10. No, 3 out of 10, sorry.
Okay.
3 out of 10. It wasn't terrible, but like perhaps the writing was lazy.
Mm.
The acting was bad. The ending was bad.
Mm-hmm. Were you drunk at all or high when you were watching it? Or I don't think you really get high.
No, I feel like it was we watched it on like, it's like Saturday night with dinner.
Oh, you watched it with your partner?
Yeah, she wanted to watch it.
Oh, wow. What did she think?
I mean, she wasn't like visibly upset that we had watched it, but I think she went to her phone pretty quickly.
Right. One of those.
Didn't like
one
pay
of those.
Attention. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 3 out of 10.
10. Not 5.
Not 5. And that was Leprechaun.
That was Leprechaun. It's great. You want to go over the movie I'm going to pick for the next week?
Yeah, that sounds great. Just assumed you didn't have one.
No, I have two. Well, one I was going to pick for next week, but it's supposed to be kind of a bad movie, which I like picking sometimes. But having just watched this bad movie, I don't think I could take another bad movie another week in a row. So I'm going to pick what is supposed to be a good movie from what I've heard. I am picking Life of Pi.
Life of Pi. That's a book.
It's a book and a movie. It's one of those. I know absolutely nothing about that movie other than what I saw, like for the trailers, or like the previews. I guess you would see like on TV. I know that there's like a boat and a tiger. That's literally all I know.
And it's based off of a Canadian book. The guy who wrote it was Canadian.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure you weren't lying to me. Okay.
He was born in Spain, but he's apparently Canadian.
So he's not Canadian then.
Well, it says he was born in Spain to French Canadian parents.
Okay.
They were studying abroad, I guess.
Hmm.
He lives in Saskatoon.
Well, there you go. That is definitely is pretty Canadian, Saskatoon. Okay, well, that's exciting.
Okay. Life of Pi.
Mm-hmm.
Say 2012 film. Is that what I read? 2012, which is interesting because the next movie we're doing after is a 2013 film. So that's pretty cool.
I saw that. I saw that when I was looking at the scores. You put down the next three movies you're picking or whatever, or two, I guess.
Yeah. This is a science fiction psychological thriller.
Right. I looked it up.
Yeah. Apparently has great reviews. So
sounds interesting. I'm very excited to watch a couple decent movies in a row. The movie that I'm going to choose after your next movie is a movie that I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I will say it has two actors in it that you know who they are. 100%. You know who they are, but
nice.
You would, you could spend 10 years trying to guess this film and you would never get there. I didn't even know of its existence until a few days ago. And as soon as I found out it existed, I've decided I'm picking it. So yeah, that's my little teaser.
You're not going to give me like one actor?
No. To give you one actor would 100% give it away. And to give you the other one, it would like partly give it away. I would say one of them is a very much a genre actor. Like he does one type of movie. And so, yeah. And the other guy, I guess I'll give you another hint. The other guy is, I didn't know he did any acting. But apparently he did. And that is why I decided to pick the movie that he was in.
But I would know who this is because he's an actor?
No, he's not an actor. He's famous for other reasons. But you definitely know who he is.
Is the first guy, does he do cowboy movies?
He does not do cowboy movies, no.
Could you tell me what year the movie came out?
I don't know offhand, but it came out in the 90s for sure.
Okay, can you tell me what genre of movies that this guy's known for?
No, because I don't want you to guess it right now.
I'm not guessing right now. I just want to know.
Weeks from now. Okay, he's known for action movies.
Oh, okay. He's known for action movies. So he's Steven Seagal.
It's not Steven Seagal. But you're on the right track, and I would request you to stop guessing.
Okay, I have stopped guessing. I'm not Googling actors like Steven Seagal.
No, I can't hear your keyboard at all. It's going to be like probably the third person. There's a V in it.
Actors like Steven Seagal, there's a V in it. It doesn't matter. One of them is Mel Gibson.
And I'm pretty sure this guy has been in one of the movies we watched for the podcast.
Okay. I don't care. Do you like that?
I do like that. That's great.
Okay. Well, speaking of the 1990s.
Yeah.
Do I have a year for you? What were you doing on June 27th, 1997?
I was just living my damn life.
Celebrating your fifth birthday, more like it?
Yeah, basically. God, this guy's done a lot of movies. He's definitely been in a movie you watched, but now I can't find what the hell movie it was.
You don't want to say it out loud because it'll ruin it. Leprechaun. Yeah. Wow. I haven't heard a cat scratch. What a weird episode. I guess because we're doing it on a different day.
Yeah.
He only scratches on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. Okay, well, are we going to play the whatever you said we're doing?
Yeah. Do you know any? Okay, so this movie actually might be a movie we watch for the podcast.
Okay.
It is. So it's in 1997. It's a movie that did decent, $80 million over 4 weeks in the box office. It's an action, thriller, crime film starring Nicolas Cage.
Action thriller crime film from 1997.
I'm thinking Face Off Runaway, and I'm going to...
Just do it.
To hit... Well, I'm going to hit actor two.
Okay.
And if it's Travolta, it's Malkovich.
Oh, so then it's got to be Con Air.
So then it's got to be Con Air, yeah. That's right. Another podcast movie. Yep, Con Air. Oh, like Cusack, the third one, which makes sense.
Oh, yeah. All three of them are in that movie.
So this one is a comedy romance film from TriStar Entertainment. Made $50 million over 2 weeks. Comedy romance starring Julia Roberts. 1997.
I mean, it feels like Pretty Woman came out around then, doesn't it?
I was thinking Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich? Okay.
I think Pretty Woman came out much earlier than
that. Yeah, you're right. I think Aaron Brockovich is a good guess.
Would you even know who another actor in that movie would be?
Aaron Brockovich?
I mean, she was technically in the movie, I guess. She played a waiter. It was not Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, boy.
The second actor is Dermot Mulroney.
Who the fuck is that?
You know who that is? That's one of the main characters in My Best Friend's Wedding. Got it. Cameron Diaz, the third actor.
Nicely done. I ain't seen that shit. I've been awfully scary.
I haven't seen that either, but I had a mother who watched romance films in the mid to late 90s. So.
Okay, that'll do it.
This one is a Warner Brothers film. $75 million over 2 weeks. It's a pretty good little weekend.
That is good.
Action, science fiction, adventure starring another actor from Ocean's 11, and that is George Clooney.
Action movie with George Clooney from 1997?
Action movie, George Clooney, 97. I'm thinking Three Kings.
Your guess is as good as mine. You should do that.
Three Kings might be a little bit later. It's not Three Kings. The second actor is Uma Thurman. George Clooney, Uma Thurman. What was the film that... What's the Tarantino film they did?
He wasn't in Kill Bill, was he?
No, it was like
I've seen the
vampire
all
one.
Oh,
Dust Till Dawn.
But Uma Thurman isn't in that. From Dust Till Dawn, I don't think so.
It turns out it's not. Oh, third actor. This will give it away. Chris O'Donnell.
I mean, you got to tell me because I know who Chris O'Donnell is. I don't know what he's been in though.
Oh!
So stupid. This is Batman.
Is it Returns?
No.
It begins?
No. Forever, I think.
Oh, Forever. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Batman Forever.
It's not Batman Forever. it's not Begins. Yeah, Begins is
That's a Christopher Nolan movie. And it's definitely not Batman Returns. That's still what's his face? Batman and Robin? No. Yes.
Yeah, there's Batman and Robin, but there's the ampersand got me. Arnold Schwarzenegger, another bad guy in that one.
Yep.
Okay, doing great so far. 3 out of 3. Next one is a Disney film, which didn't really do all that great.
Oh, it's not going to be. It's not going to be animated. Then it's going to be live action.
It is animated.
Oh, what the hell?
How did animation, you? Animation, family, fantasy, adventure, comedy, romance.
Okay, not great. What do you mean by not great?
Well, it only did $23 million over 3 weeks.
Okay, this is going to be a problem. A
Disney film in 97, starring Tate Donovan.
Is this Tarzan? Is it animated?
Yeah.
Tate Donovan? Was Tarzan a flop? I don't think so.
I feel like somebody else. Tarzan would have been like Brendan Fraser or somebody. Well, that's George of the Jungle, but the second actor is Josh Keaton, and then the third actor is Roger Bart. So that doesn't help.
You get, what's the tagline?
Zero to hero.
Zero to hero? That's if Hercules? No. That couldn't be Hercules because that would have Jennifer Love Hewitt as one of the main people.
It's Hercules.
What? That movie made Hercules no money?
From 97. Well, it ended up making a lot of money. $250 million worldwide. But by the third week, it didn't make a lot of money for some reason.
That's really strange. That's my favorite Disney movie. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Tate Donovan, the voice of Hercules.
Wait. That can't be right. That can't be right because there's Jennifer Love Hewitt. There's Danny DeVito. None of those people are in top billing?
Not according to this. Okay, are we looking up Hercules? Was there another Hercules movie?
Maybe. That wouldn't make any sense, though.
I mean, James Woods played the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny DeVito. Rip Torn. Yeah, I don't know. That was maybe a trick. They tricked you. But you got it. You beat them at their own game.
I'm so confused. Who's to say the actors are?
Tate Donovan, who played Hercules, I believe.
Okay, I know who Tate Donovan is. Roger Bart.
Roger Bart. Oh, Roger Bart. Oh, there's many. He also played Hercules.
Uh-huh.
Is there like a different Hercules? And then Josh Keaton is not even on the list. Oh, he also played Hercules. Maybe, you know, more than one. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. Don't know.
That's so stupid. Okay.
Moving on. Last but not least, it's a Paramount Pictures movie. In its first week, action, crime, science fiction.
How much did it make in its first week?
$23 million.
Okay.
Speaking of Face Off, stars John Travolta.
Okay.
1997 John Travolta film. Oh, speaking of Face Off, second actor, Nicolas Cage.
Okay, maybe it's Face Off.
Nicolas Cage, he did great. The weekend of June 27th, 1997, he had two of the top five films.
Crazy. And
they were both podcast films.
Even better.
We liked them.
What percentile did we get?
We were on the 47th percentile.
Okay.
You know.
That's fine.
Better than average.
Yep, that's fine with me.
Well, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm happy that you're happy.
I'm happy you're happy.
Okay, so Leprechaun was great. We all had a lovely time doing that. Life of Pi, another movie that starts with an L. It's exciting.
Oh, yes. Totally intentional as well. Actually, if you go back and you look at the first letter of every movie we've done, and you write that out, a little secret message for you. Just pointing that out. This is,
yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, no, it doesn't really. Okay, well.
Okay. Well, on that note, I guess we might as well just wrap it up.
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty good episode. I think we can use this one as a PSA. Do not watch Leprechaun. Just don't recommend it.
It's a fun watch. If you just have an hour and a half, and you're like, you know what? I want to waste my time. It's fun watching him on different modes of transportation.
Right. The rollerblades was my favorite.
Sleeping in a box for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Wow, 71, huh? One of the best. One of the best ones we have
Yeah, I'm glad we
going
did
for
it.
us. 72 should be better. Maybe it won't be. I don't know.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And you know, tell that person in your life who you maybe haven't shown appreciation to, but you really do appreciate them. You tell them. Just tell them you appreciate them.
Don't forget to donate to our buying a bookstore fund.
Yes, we'll be posting our Patreon on in the comments of this podcast, and yeah, you'll be able to do that.
All right, Jesse, thank you so much for doing this, and we'll end it right here.
Okay, thank you for doing this as well. Good.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay.